Brown don't pay anymore.
Hey, Lori, it's Tina getting back to you from local. So sorry about earlier, but yeah, if it shows that I'm on a call, it'll bounce the call that they're sending me back to customer service. So I was trying to clear the line so I could take it, so I'm so sorry.
Okay. because I'm like, I'm having a really hard time getting hold of her. She just doesn't want to talk to me anymore, does she?
No, I always love talking to you, Lori, you know that.
Well, you know what? I found out that my customers are telling me that you got the wrong phone number in the ad again.
Okay, let me look and see.
And I said, seriously? And then she goes, we tried calling you, but that number doesn't go to you. And I said, well, what number you got? And she showed me the old number. And I said, what?
Let me look, because I know that you changed the email and you changed the phone number a couple of times, so let's just make
sure. I gave you the last phone number that I had, and that was supposed to be 76, the one that you called me on.
Okay, let me look. I'm going to pull
and
up
it's
your
not on there.
And I'm going to see what's
Well, you
on
know
it.
What? Someone showed me, when she brought it up, the Google listing, she did show me. She goes, here is the contact number, and I'm like, that's the wrong number. Why did they put that back in there?
Okay.
Because you did have the right number in there the first time. You know, before this, you know. And then I thought, she goes, and I said, no wonder I'm not getting any calls.
The one I see is 763-353-2735. Is that the one that you want on there, or is that the old
one?
Oh, that's
the
one.
No,
the
old
one.
Yep. That's the one that's supposed to be on there.
It's corrected now. I don't know if maybe the person that showed it to you, maybe they have to, like, clean out their cache or refresh their cookies, because maybe because they had, looked it up prior, it had the other number on there. But it looks okay on this end. Let me check on your website.
I know that there's two of them. She said that the number was wrong, and she said she called, but it wasn't coming to me. And she said, so she got worried because I couldn't, she didn't know how to get a hold of me. And luckily, she just showed up here.
So I just noticed on the website it has the old number. So the Google listing is correct, but the website's not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the technicians fix that. So give me a second here.
So that's probably where she was looking, because when she showed it to me, I'm like, oh no, I says, no wonder I'm not getting any calls. That's just stupid.
Yeah. So you're probably getting half of what you should, because the Google listing has the right number, but a lot of people aren't going to catch that there's a different number on there, So
let me
Yeah.
Right. And tell me again, how am I supposed to get in to check my, my appointments? Because, if the number's wrong anyways, people won't be able to get a hold of me anyway.
Right.
Okay, Simon, my God. Oh, you know what? I got to tell you, Simon, my boy Simon is in a book.
No way.
Yes, I got to tell you, he's in a book. They said that we've accepted your dog's picture in our book. And I'm like, are you seeing him so happy?
Oh, that's so cute. You're going to have to start taking commissions on him. You could be his manager.
But you know what? I tried to get all three of them. They said, what is your dog's name? And I'm like, I've got three dogs. So I put all of them in there. And they said, you were only allowed to have one dog. And I'm thinking, not even all three of them in one picture, nothing? She said, one dog is what you get. And you know how hard that is to decide.
Yeah.
So it was like, I've got three of them, and I'm like, no, this is not good,
Yeah.
And it's very hard to choose, and so I was like, okay, what do I do? And I did pick Simon. I don't know, it was so hard, because I thought, I want all of them in there.
Yeah, it's like picking between one of your kids. How do you do that,
I mean, I understand, and I try not to have favorites, The only reason I have Titus in a separate place now than the other two is because Titus, has a condition now, and he's been, the older he got, the grumpier he is. And so he doesn't even like the other two dogs anymore, really.
Oh, no.
In order for me to put them in the same room, I'd have to put muzzles on all of them. And
right.
I thought, you know, and I don't want to really go through that, but then I feel bad because he has to be separate from us, too. Now, he can't sleep in the same room with us anymore because the other two sleep. Because he does start, he starts the fights now. He goes, he growls at him. And I thought, you know, they adore him for a while, but then after a while, they go, they retaliate and go after him.
Yeah. Wow.
And you got two dogs that'll tear him apart, you know. It's,
yeah.
You know, two against one, that's not even a good. So I just feel so bad, you know, and I'm like tight. So I got him as close as I can to me, you know, without causing any problems between the three of them.
Right.
And I just feel so bad, you know.
Yeah,
he
I
is
don't
the oldest,
you.
Of course.
But when is it going to be out? I want to see it. When? What's the name of the book?
It's a pet book. I'll have to text it to you or however. I don't even know if I have your, you know. I don't know
you
if
know
I can
if
text
you reply to the local Flash text, I get them. But also in the emails, if you have to send like a screenshot or something, send it in the email.
Mm-hmm.
It'll, cause in the text, I just get like text. I don't get the pictures, but in the email,
okay.
I could. Yeah. So let me, I'm going to double check because I know because they changed the phone number on there, there might be a different email that you need to access the lead. So I'm going to get with that department because remember before you had an email and I think we were using one of the old ones for you to access the leads. And you said, oh, well, my new one is the Samuels. Right?
The Samuelson boy. Yep.
Samuelson boy.
Yeah.
That's the new one. And I think it might be under the old one. So let me double check with that department. And once I have the login for the leads, I'll get back to you. Let me see. Now that's for the people that book appointments only. That's not the leads that come through your website. Those you would still get. But remember before you said, Tina, someone said that they booked an appointment and I didn't get it, right? So that's the one that has a separate login. So let me just check with them what the credentials are and then I'll send it to you on your text, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So thank you for notifying me about the phone number on the website. We'll get that fixed for you too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day, Lori.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Yep. Bye.